This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, I really do. I know there's so many other stations, channels, whatever you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one, and that makes me feel good. Anyway, listen, the last segment, there is no way in God's creation, no way that you didn't lose chunks. You know what I'm saying? That you didn't laugh a little bit. Brad Stein's got it going on. Head up to his website, bradstein.com, or head over to YouTube, bradstein.com there as well. Or Brad Stein, I don't even, just, you know what, just godscomic/or Brad Stein, it'll find. All right. So, you know, I rail on education on a regular basis. And again, I realize there's good pockets of education. I realize there are teachers that care. You know, if you're one of those teachers that cares, if you're one of the school districts or schools that does well by your children, then apparently this isn't for you. But you should pay attention because there are kids that are leaving, that are getting out, that don't have a clue. And that should scare more than you. That should scare a lot of people, at least as far as I'm concerned. You need to be checking on what your kids are learning and or not learning. So recently, the College Fix went out to a couple of school sites in Washington, D.C. and asked young people about democracy. I mean, about socialism. Now, the funny thing about it is they believed in something they didn't know what it was. And they told us that. They didn't know what it was. Now, they love it. They don't know what it is. So it was campus reform. When they put it out, they asked the question whether socialism is a good thing or a bad thing. Some students claim that people use the term socialism as a scare tactic. Well, wait a minute. Let's not do it this way. Let me let you hear what they said so you know I'm not making it up, okay?
I mean, I think people kind of throw that word around to try to scare you, but if helping people is socialism, then I'm for it.
No, lady. Helping people is not socialism. Helping people is being a good person. Helping people is just being kind and understanding. And if you're a Christian or what have you, or a religious person of some kind, then helping people is a good thing. It's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to show them the love of God by helping to feed them, helping them. Now, the government is not asked. See, the government's not asked to do God's will. The people are asked to do God's will. And I love these same people that want separation from church and state are the same ones that want the religious people to give their money to the government so the government can go help the poor, all under the guise of government. No. That's not how it works.
It could really benefit our country in the future.
I think it's a good idea.
You mean like it benefited Venezuela? Their future is bright, isn't it?
A lot of things with social welfare that I think would be good to have.
It's really easy to say stuff like that. It's really easy to do stuff like that when it ain't your money. Right now, they're getting all kinds of hands. I love it. I love when these kids come home with their first check. My kids did it, too. They wanted all this garbage. You know, they made $100. How come they only got $72.86? That's because the uncle wants some money. Yeah, Uncle Samuel. He's looking for some bucks there, too. Do these people even know what socialism is? Just ask them. The same people who thought it was good, same people who thought there was nothing wrong with it, didn't even know what it was.
I guess, just specifically, just, you know.
I just, You might want to... never mind.
So getting rid of... How would you define socialism?
I mean, it's definitely more of an open form of...
An open form? Has she looked at the dictionary?
Open form of government, and it feels like a lot more accessible.
No question about it. There's more accessible at a lower level. There's more accessible because the government owns everything. They take the stuff from the people with it. They say they give it to the others, but they don't because, you know, remember, they have to spread that wealth. It only goes so far. Hey, Webster says that socialism, for what it's worth, it says that it's a few definitions here. Any of various economic and political theories advocating collective or governmental ownership. Hello. Collective or governmental ownership. That means you don't own nothing. I mean, the administration of the means of production and distribution of goods. So the government, not only do they decide how things are made, they decide how much is made, where it's going, and at what quality. Another definition says it's a system of society, a group living in which there's no private property. Hello? That little iPad you got there, honey, hand it over. That car you've been working for? Yeah, that's mine too. See, because you can't own anything. Nothing belongs to you. They go on to say it's a system of condition of society in which the means of production are owned and controlled by the state. That means your iPad, the state decides. Who works at the plant, how it's made, what level of quality it's at, and how much it's going to cost, and who gets one? Let's go a little further into this, huh? What do you think? A state of society in Marxist theory, transitional between capitalism and communism. So we've got to get you out of capitalism because we don't want you too nervous. We're going to move you into socialism. That way you kind of feel like, oh, it's fair. Everybody gets their just due. Everybody has an apartment. Everybody has a television set. Can you imagine? If we were socialism, you'd still have those big, gigantic TV sets and analog television. No question about it. And it's disguised, or I'm sorry, it's distinguished by an unequal distribution of goods and pay according to the work done. Whereas under socialism, everything's equal. Everybody's equal. And if you buy that, I got some swampland in Florida I want to get rid of. No, seriously, this is ridiculous. I mean, these kids are coming out of educational facilities, schools, and they really don't have a grasp of what it's all about. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. David Fisher's on with me, CEO of Landmark Capital. I can guarantee you he's not a socialist.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
You're part of a dying breed, Habsburg, like people who can name all 50 states. The truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, get your nickels out. Remember I said to you, if you have two nickels to rub together, you have to tune in tonight, right? So we've got David Fisher on the line with me. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. Always appreciate the time that he spends with me, and the fact that he uses plain, simple English and not financiers to explain to us what's going on in the market and other places. David, thanks for being with me.
You're very welcome. So my question is, does a half dime qualify as two nickels?
I used to cut pennies in half when I was a kid. I think it's illegal, right?
There's actually such a thing as a half dime in the coin world.
In the coin, yeah. All right.
Yeah, it used to be our money.
You can't just do that and run away. What the heck is a half dime?
A half dime. It's simple. We used to make all our coins out of silver. And so they didn't have a 5-cent piece. They had a half dime. And the original dime was called a dizmy, and then it turned into a dime. But when they made a 5-cent piece, they called it a half dime. Because what changed it to a nickel is because silver got too expensive, and a 5-cent piece made out of silver was worth more than 5 cents of silver. So they changed the components of it and made it out of nickel, and that's why the term of a 5-cent piece became nickel now. So
yeah, I told you guys just learned something. But hey, did you say they called it a Disney?
Disney.
Oh,
D-I-S-M-E.
Disney. Okay.
All Disney.
All right.
It's just a Latin term for a dime.
I thought you said Disney. I was going to laugh about that. Disney. I was going to laugh about that. God, that guy got into everything. Couldn't keep him out of nothing. Hey, go ahead.
So the moral of the story is that our coinage will devalue while metals holds their value, and that's why they have to make these changes. Anyway, let's get into what you wanted to talk to me about.
Well, I love all this stuff. It's like, you know, we want to be more like Europe. Remember, we heard that for 8 years. We want to be more like Europe. We want to come together like the EU. We should be part of the EU. Well, the Italian banks were in trouble. Now the Bank of England gave out a dire warning. I mean, get your money out of the banks overseas. No, that's your call, not mine. But it seems like all their banks, they keep loaning money to countries that are in trouble. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Enlighten me, sir.
Well, first of all, I'm not the type of guy that says get all your money out of the bank. I know many of my competitors say that, but I'm not of that mindset whatsoever. I know we have problems here, and we talk about that. But in Bank of England, they are warning now over the weekend that there is a bigger systemic risk currently than what happened in 2008. Systemic risk, just for the simple layman's term, is banks are interconnected, the domino effect. When one goes down, it affects the other banks, and others go down. Same thing with brokerages. That's why when Bear Stearns, not a bank, went down, Lehman Brothers was the next to fall within hours of a day. So, but back to Bank of England, they're issuing a stark warning. And the regulatory arm of the Bank of England is called Prudential Regulation Authority, or PRA. There's those two bodies, in just less than a week, Joe, have issued papers and speeches warning the banking industry and members of their banks that they are now doing the same exact mistakes, and this is what they're saying verbally, same exact mistakes that led to the 2008 crisis. Expecting a different outcome. So it goes on and says that their corporate bonds in the European bond market could create more instability during this financial shock than it did in the 2008 crisis. So they're saying things could be actually worse. And the chief executive, Sam Woods, for PRA, has told lenders that they're on thin ice with their innovations. That's what he called it, which is basically he's telling that their financial balance sheet are full of shenanigans or innovations.
I like the innovations. That sounds much better.
Well, he called it shenanigans, too. So that is used to run up and exaggerate the 2008 crisis. They're doing the same thing now at a higher level. This confirms exactly what's happening in the United States banking, too. We've talked about that. Independence Report has said this. But, you know, they get scolded both here and abroad, but nothing changes. So buckle your seatbelts.
Yeah, I look at this stuff, and I look at what, and again, like I said, I don't know enough about the banking systems, but I know enough to know when they're that entangled with each other. And people don't realize that they, you know, when a large loan comes to a bank, the bank doesn't take it on themselves. It's usually they usually get other partner banks involved, and in some cases, insurance companies, right?
Absolutely. They have a thing called a warehouse line is what banks use, so they outsource it. That's why, you know, here's a good example, simply put to understand that, Joe, is that when you get a mortgage, usually the company that you get the mortgage through sells that loan. So that's how this all works. And this is why it's interconnected and systemic, too.
Yeah. And it's really funny because people don't understand, in some cases, the bigger picture and what it means to them. Now, stocks were pretty flat this week, but we'll talk more about the bigger picture, but yesterday, when we heard that this was going to take a nosedive, that the healthcare bill wasn't going to happen, you know, the red buzzers went up all over the place, didn't they?
Well, it went off in the health industry sector, the pharmaceuticals and health industry insurance companies. They took a beating in their stock, you know, and now it looks like they Looks like because of President Trump's luncheon with leadership there, who knows if they're going to get this thing passed, but he sure, in a very polite and presidential way, and I want to commend him. He did good that way this time. He, you know, held their hand, scolded them, took them to the woodshed, whatever you want to call it, and said, heck no, you guys are not going on your summer break. This is what we elected you guys for. Let's get this thing done. I got my pen. It's not like before. We didn't have a person ready to sign the bill. I'm ready to sign the bill. Let's do this and move on to the next.
Yeah, so. I'm going to go a little further on you, though. I loved it when he said, you know, it was real easy when you knew it wasn't going to go anywhere. You know, that was a great line by him, you know, and saying, hey, you know, there was no sweat then. Now you have to step out. You have to do the right thing. I thought that was wonderful.
You're exactly right. You know, he's actually, they call it a four-letter word. He's calling them to work.
Oh.
What a concept,
there's no,
huh?
There's no swearing on the show there, dude.
I can use that word all day. It's actually a good thing for you and I, people that know what it means to work and, you know, work hard at our careers and, you know, do what is right and all those things. You know, I don't think we get as much time off as Congress, and I'm not asking for that because I love what I do, and so do you.
Yeah. Well, they, you know what? They need the time off. It saves us when they're out of there. You know what I'm saying? You know, it keeps us safe when they're not around. I wish California would take 3 years off at a clip, you know, whatever. Anyhow, where do you see stocks going? Well, you know what? We're up against the time. Don't go there because I know once you get rolling, I don't want you to stop. So we'll be back in a minute. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Before we come back, tell your friends about what's going on here. If they got a couple of nickels to rub together, they need to get here. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, is with us, and he'll tell you how to keep your money safe. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Nothing says Americana more than Charlie Daniels. I love Charlie Daniels. I'm praying for his health every day. I want him around for a long time. He's a great guy. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Let's get right back to it. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, joins me. We were talking about the stock market this week, what it looks like. But, you know, David, for the last 8 weeks, you've also talked about almost pretty much every week the highly respectable hedge fund manager, CEO, warning about the coming crash. Based on what you've seen happening in the market, based on those warnings, how deep should I bury my money in the backyard? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know about burying it deep, but here's what the investors are looking for this week. They're looking at what's going to happen with earnings. Not only the healthcare bill, Joe, but they're looking at earnings because a lot of them are going to come out. In fact, IBM, they're expecting, you know, great earnings, but here's the first one of many just came out. IBM just came out. They posted their earnings, another loss, 21 quarters of straight losses, declines for IBM. Their stock's down 4.4% just now. I have a TV in my office. I'm watching the market, and so yeah, that's what's happening. So it's probably going to drain on the Dow here a little bit, big blue. But earnings are being closely watched because the high valuations are trying to be justified in the face of what you call tepid inflation, whether we might have inflation or not. And we're having mixed economic signals. So what's happening is when you look at the S&P 500, for instance, it normally trades, here's a value number, at 15 times its average. In other words, the P&E, the price of the stock versus the earnings of the stock is it's a mathematical equation. Those should be around 15 times. Most of the companies trading the S&P 500 are at 18 times earnings and higher. So the market, by technical data, is overvalued, and they need earnings to come up to speed to support these new levels. So that's if we don't get those, we're going to see some, you know, stocks pull back in the market here this week.
Well, I'm looking at this. I'm looking at the market. I'm thinking to myself, the my brain has got so much going through it. When it comes to the healthcare bill, it's not just the pharmaceuticals that affect it or direct health. There's a whole bunch of little industries around healthcare that's affected as well, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. I mean, Morgan Stanley this week, you know, some of the people every week I talk about who came out and talked about what's going on in the market. Morgan Stanley, a stock brokerage institution, came out this week and said the market is so distorted, quote unquote, The Fed is being forced into a pain trade, quote unquote.
Pain trade?
Pain trade. The Fed is unraveling their balance sheet, and that's one thing that we should talk about sometime today. But without getting in depth in that, here you have a brokerage company coming out and saying, you know, the fundamentals and the criteria of the market, they're being a little bit distorted. Deutsche Bank also came out and gave a warning saying we're in frothy territory. In other words, the market is overvalued. They're not saying it's a bubble yet, but this is the start of the bubble is what they're talking about. And even Goldman Sachs came out and said that their economic team wrote over the weekend that the recent rise in stocks are now warning that risk levels and the asset prices by the Fed officials are concerning. Even Fed officials are commenting on that last week when Janet Yellen spoke. So, but the biggest person that has said something is wrong is a person we've talked about before, and now he's saying in another round of waves, is Ray Diallo. He's the chairman of Bridgewater Associates, and he is saying that the economy is headed towards a new stage where markets are not going to get the same levels of support from the Fed. He actually says global monetary policymakers. So, but he's talking about the Fed because they're reversing policy. They're not expanding the Fed's balance sheet. They're trying to retract it. And so this is, you know, most people don't understand this. If 2 and 2 equals 4, here's 2. The Fed comes in and creates money to support the stock market. There are the other 2 stocks go up. So therefore, we have to have the Fed and doing what they're doing to cause the stock market up, that equals the 4. So if the Fed are pulling away, we're not going to get the same outcome, the stock market going up. They're not only pulling away the punch bowl, they're pulling away their support from the punch bowl, and they're draining the punch bowl. So this isn't something they've never done. They don't have any history, and they tried to do economic models on a computer, and they've been doing this for 7 years, Joe. They have not come up yet with an economic model that will actually work, which will not cause other problems. So they're charting on thin ice, territory, and that's why the Fed could cause what you call a pain trade by them pulling away the punch bowl. That's what Morgan Stanley is saying in their in-depth report. So I'm not a doomsdayer, but you know, I've never been ever in 8-10 years seen week after week after week after week very mainstream entities saying something is really wrong, and they cite all these reasons, and they're all pretty much saying the same thing, but they're saying it in a way that is a new twist to it, but the outcome is still the same. Beware. We're moving towards the 2008.
Well, you know, I look at this stuff. I've been listening to you for a while, and you've been talking about, what do you call it? Not a reset, but, you know, you said it about every 8 or 9 years, the market resets, and we're coming up on that, or we have passed it. I don't know which. Can you comment on that?
We're about 28 months past the reset, and this is the second longest time in the history of the stock market where we've not had a normal reset. And this is why other people are coming out and saying, yeah, I guess they've learned from 2008, because when 2008, they're showing all the same signs. Everybody said, nah, that's not going to happen. Look what's happening. And, you know, the euphoria took over, and they ignored the fundamentals. Now the euphoria is somewhat there with wishful thinking, because President Trump is a businessman, and he wants to, and the market has adjusted so far, but the fundamentals are being still looked at and talked about, saying we could have a downturn of 2008 or greater, or something less than that. But it's not a matter of if anymore; it's a matter of when.
You know, you caught me with a mouthful of stuff there. and it's okay. So I keep my voice. Like I said, you've been talking about this for a while, and the thing that always mystifies me is, you know, these are cycles. You know the things that set the market off, and not you, the generic you, the guys in your business, but they almost always seem to be caught off guard or surprised at a change or something that happens. It's always, again, being not the smartest guy in the room, it always mystifies me. I mean, are they really thinking, even though they have these statistics and they have this data, are they really thinking that something is going to change, that it's not going to follow what it's been following for, you know, 100 years?
Well, here's the human nature side of this. There's the data, then there's the human nature side of this. You know, Imagine if you made a car, Joe, and every 120,000 miles that car breaks, no matter what year you made that car, year after year, and you've been doing this long enough, and car sales are not as high as you want them to be because you came out of a huge recession, and now you're selling cars and you don't want to go back to that, you are going to tell your people saying, oh, this is a new car. This is not like the old car. It's going to last a lot longer than 120,000 miles. And so that's what's, you know, bad analogy, but maybe no. the story is there that it's a lot of wishful thinking, and there's always going to be that. You're always going to have in every market, no matter what the market is,
yeah,
people who say it's going to go higher.
Then I'm smarter than those brokers, because I used to own Jaguars, and I knew that between 80 and 85,000 miles that the belt had to be changed, a very expensive belt on the car. So I always sold the car at about 78, 79,000 miles, knowing that I was going to have trouble. So I guess my IQ is higher than theirs. I don't know what to tell you.
So that's called the bigger fool theory. You just chose not to be the fool and let someone else hold the bag. And that's why I'm saying, don't hold all your money in the Jaguar that's getting ready to die.
Mm-hmm.
Diversify. Get some money out of that. Just because what happened in the aftermath, gold went up a whole bunch, and this time we have laws to seize your money. So it's a different environment. Don't listen to this rhetoric that, oh, just because it's going higher, it's going to continue to always go higher. Gold doesn't work that way, neither do stocks, but you want to buy low, sell high, and you want to diversify. Right.
We're going to touch on that on the other side of the break. I want to talk about the Fed Chairman Janet Yellen, and then also on top of that, the unraveling of the balance sheet. You piqued my interest, buddy. I'm really curious how they're going to undo what they've done for the last, 8 years plus? Now, listen, give David a call, okay? Don't hang out. Write the number down, 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Don't go it alone. Head up to LandmarkGold.com. That's LandmarkGold.com. Get the information you need. Give his people a call. Get informed. Get engaged. I think it's nuts for you to sit there and not take advantage of these people. We'll be right back. I said, write it down, 844-715-7311. I'm not coming back until you tell me you have the number. Seriously.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. That's what I feel like when David Fisher comes on. Like, we got a chance. We can figure this thing out. We can work through it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. David Fisher joins me. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. David, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you, Joe, for having me, as always.
Let's just jump into it. And if you don't know who Janet Yellen is by now, I don't even know. Maybe you need to switch stations. I'm sure there's an episode of Sesame Street on somewhere. I mean, you hear about her, you read about her on a regular basis. Last week, she spoke before Congress. She talked about lowering the Fed's balance sheet. Now, first of all, we need to know what that means, what the ramifications are of that. And you had mentioned, or snuck in the word, unraveling the Fed balance sheet. What does all that mean?
First of all, Joe, if you put Janet Yellen in the same sentence as Sesame Street, you might think that she's a puppet in this thing. And some people believe that the Fed is.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But anyway, Puppet Yellen, Janet Yellen, excuse me, who's the chairman of the Federal Reserve, talked a week ago about a couple of things, and we talked about that last week. Two big things she talked about was unraveling the balance sheet, which is $4.5 trillion. And the second thing is raising interest rates. Actually, the third thing she talked about was the market being overheated. And so they're trying to figure this whole thing out without affecting the market. So they created this big balance sheet during quantitative easing by buying two assets, mostly mortgage-backed securities, which were the defaulted loans that people had to get out of their homes, and they used that as an asset to create more money. And the second asset is treasury bills. The Fed is the largest owner of treasury bills. They hold 40% of the treasury bills in all the world. They are going to be selling most of their treasuries. So put this together here. Why are they selling their treasuries and mortgage-backed securities is for two reasons. One, it's an asset that they are overly leveraged, and now they feel with interest rates going up, if they continue to hold these treasuries, what will happen is it will force them into a loss, because when rates go up, treasuries already bought typically do not perform very well. So they don't want to have a guaranteed loss. Nobody does in life, and neither does the Fed. But the second reason is, Joe, is they were leveraged before they did this at 7-1. Now they're at 77-1.
Whoa.
And if so, in other words, that's an unheard of. Can you imagine for every dollar of asset you hold, you have $77 liability?
Oh, can you imagine going to the bank for a loan for a car and go, well, you know, right now you're 70% over your income.
Yeah. So it's an unprecedented move by the Fed. So is they were forced into bailing out the whole system. So they can't leverage themselves anymore. So they have to deleverage. So I'm going to throw a wild card out there. Could the Fed be saying, by we have to, in a short amount of time, get our leverage under control and shrink it because there's a next event coming and we're going to have to leverage more? Could they be predicting the future that this is what's getting ready to happen, and they're seeing the same things that, you know, I see, and you and your listeners are hearing about on your program? It's public knowledge. I mean, it's Google it. It's all out there. It's mainstream media saying these things. I'm just reporting of the news. I'm the mail person today. So the Fed sees all that, and they're going like, we can't handle any more leverage. We have to shrink to get back up to this level when that crisis happens. But they got to get a whole bunch lower. It's going to take them 5+ years to unwind the balance sheet because it took them 3 years to create it. So this is why it's a big key to get unwound, because they're in essence saying indirectly, by the stock market being overvalued, it's going to correct. A correction is coming, and they know that banks are leveraging their money, and they don't want to be left holding the bank because they don't want to go under. So, you know, people say, well, now, come on, David, they'll just print money. Well, yeah, but then that has a negative effect on all the money that you release in the system all at once. It'll create a contingency of what you call velocity, where you just can't control the value of the dollar and interest rates. So they don't want to be put in that position. That's why they're doing this ahead of time. So they're, by their admittance of this, they could be saying, we believe there's going to be a correction coming in the market, and it could be rather severe.
I know it's kind of hard to dumb it down, for pardon that term, but really, what does that mean? Or why does the average Joe work a 9-to-5? You know, maybe he's an electrician, just feeding his family. I call him six-pack Joe. You know, he grabs a six-pack on the way home. He sits there, enjoys his family, what have you. What is this high-end, these high-end numbers, finance, playing in the stock market? What does that actually mean to him? How does that affect him?
Well, 2008 affected everybody. The average Joe that you just talked about. He didn't make that happen. He was affected by what was being done. The same thing is being done today. And the Fed is coming out and saying, we're getting ready for it, and that's why we have to sell these assets. Imagine if you're the person that's Daddy Warbucks, okay?
Right.
And you come fix the system with all your money, but you did this already, and now you don't have the money to do it because you're highly in debt. So you got to get your debt sold and under control, so that when the next event, Daddy Warbucks can help out again. That's what the Fed is doing. They're Daddy Warbucks getting ready for the next problem by getting and taking care of their problem that they created. But in selling their debt, it's not like a credit card. Selling this debt, somebody has to support the treasury market, and that's the backbone of our overspending. When we overspend, the treasury is created, and that's what subsidizes our government's overspending. So the Fed, the number one buyer of our debt called treasuries is now the number one seller of our debt. That creates a problem for the United States of America in its balancing its budget and the national debt. So this is why they could create a pain trade is what Morgan Stanley is saying. And this is why a lot of people are coming out and just saying this is a real big mess that could just blow up. The Fed has never done this before. The Daddy Warbucks has never done it once and unwound their balance sheet, got rid of their debt. They never created this high debt. They never got rid of this high debt, and they have no plan that makes sense to get rid of it without causing a problem. And that's why we're moving in uncharted waters. So this could affect the average Joe and cause 2008 again. So what does that mean? Don't have all your money in stocks if you're in a 401k. Pull out some money, get it into gold, get it into cash at the very minimum, some of it. And if you have the ability to roll it over and then call my company, we can find out they have qualified. Because gold went up 72% in just the next year on a multi-year run and doubled in 4 years in the aftermath of 2008. So that's what this means to the average Joe. Just prepare for something in the future, and that's all investing is.
Yeah, and it's really, like I said to you, some people feel like, I don't have any, you know, why does the stock market affect me? I don't have any money in it. That kind of stuff. And, you know, people, when it comes to federal finances, when it comes to money at that level, it affects everybody. There isn't anybody that isn't somehow touched by this. So we've got about 3 minutes left. You had mentioned Jamie Dimon. Why do we care what Jamie Dimon says?
Well, he's the most highly successful chief executive officer. He's the CEO for J.P. Morgan Chase. Some people don't like his name, but he's the head of all banks. He's the banker of all banks, in other words. But he has said some very strong remarks that some people are saying it's rather embarrassing that you're saying this and you could be labeled as an anti-American, yet he is an American and he loves our country. But he said recently that Washington is dysfunctional. He said that the U.S. economy, though, still manages to deliver an annual growth of 1.5 to 2% range per year, and has done that for the last 10 years, and the normal is above 3, Joe, so we're highly under normal. But he's saying this low growth will eventually cause greater downward pressure on our country's potential and its future prosperity. He said, given the role of how important the United States is in the world global economy, historically the rest of the world looks at us as their friends and allies. And they look at our situation with curiosity. In other words, how in the world can you maintain a $20 trillion debt, still make a lot of money, and live the American dream, and say your economy is recovering when you have a dysfunctional country called the government, Republicans and Democrats? They were kind of, it's an amusing thing. But now Jamie Dimon saying it's moved past that to confusion and concern. And if we don't get our, he rang the alarm bell, Joe. He is actually saying if we don't get our financial house in order and stop the dysfunction, he calls it the quote, political dysfunction of our government leaders, we will have irreparable damage as America being able to be the leader of the world economic environment. Those are very – he's a CEO of the largest bank in the world, and he's saying Congress does not work together. Evidenced by, you know, I said this before – Obama wanted to pass a $1 trillion infrastructure bill. Democrats loved it. It was for highways, byways, subways, fixing the dams, the one that broke out in California, etc. Republicans hated it, so therefore the bill did not pass. President Trump picks up the same exact bill, a $1 trillion infrastructure for the same purposes.
And they love
Democrats
it.
Democrats love it. Republicans love it. Democrats hate it. And it passed. We have gridlocked to the nth degree, Joe.
I know. Look, David, we are up against it. We got to go. But, people need to call you. 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Check them out. LandmarkGold.com. LandmarkGold.com. Pick up the bail-in report. Just talk to somebody there. Get some information. And, David, we will check in with you again next week. Thanks for being here.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?